There was absolutely no destruction of property, looting, or setting of fires. I believe if Martin Luther King Jr. saw the things being done today in the name of the cause for which he lived and died, that he would weep. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Six people have been charged in federal court with plotting to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home. Whitmer says she's thankful to law enforcement for thwarting the alleged violent conspiracy against her.
Earlier today, Attorney General Dana Nessel was joined by officials from the Department of Justice and the FBI to announce state and federal charges against 13 members of two militia groups who were preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me.
Separately, seven more people have been charged with trying to target police in the Michigan Capitol. The FBI says in a court filing the four had planned to meet Wednesday to make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear. The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. The government used informants and undercover agents to thwart the plot. The presidential debates may now be off the table after President Trump told Fox Business's Mornings with Maria that he would not agree to a virtual debate.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
While Democratic nominee Joe Biden tells reporters he has no idea what President Trump is thinking.
I'm just hearing the same thing you're hearing as we're going. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Who knows?
Forecasts show Hurricane Delta has strengthened back into a Category 3 hurricane as it bears down on Louisiana, carrying winds of up to 115 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Stacy Stewart says when Delta makes landfall along the Gulf Coast, it will bring strong winds, the threat of tornadoes, and heavy rain.
You're going to have the combination of saltwater flooding coming in from the ocean. You're going to have the combination of heavy rainfall producing freshwater flooding. And when those two meet, areas are going to be inundated with several feet of water.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 122 points. The NASDAQ rose 56. The S&P 500 advanced by 27. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. So use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Leaders of both Nevada's major parties praised their candidates. Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence faced off in the lone presidential-vice presidential debate. Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen and said Harris did a fantastic job bringing in her own life experiences and the issues faced by her diverse communities to bear on the debate stage. Nevada GOP Chairman Michael McDonald applauded the Vice President's smooth delivery, outgoing nature, and policy knowledge. The next presidential debate is scheduled for October 15th. Emphasize scheduled. The state's highest court has blocked a local conservative group's challenge to a new Nevada law which allows for mail-in ballots due to the COVID-19 outbreak. A lawsuit filed by the Election Integrity Project in Nevada argued Assembly Bill 4 violates the state's constitution because it allows standardless counting procedures and lacks safeguards against voter fraud. The Nevada Supreme Court's unanimous ruling disagreed with that argument, saying that the group presented no concrete evidence that fraud would occur.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we do have some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at Windmill. You touch the brakes there, 15 north at Sunset.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, the day after the vice presidential debate. We were all at Rhythm Kitchen, had a big crowd. It was a lot of fun. And now the next debate scheduled for October 15, although the president, who is looks like he's negotiating, is saying he will not be part of a virtual debate. For reaction, let's check in with Paris Denard. He is the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs, and he joins us. Paris, what did you think of the debate last night? I'm assuming you think that Mike Pence won?
No, I don't. I think Vice President Mike Pence won. It was a total knockout. It was a command performance. He prosecuted the prosecutor. It was almost unfair, but it was fair because we know that this is what happens when you hold radical liberals accountable for lying, for refusing to answer questions, and for not taking questions from the media and being held accountable by the American people. So he. I don't know if you can even have a word to describe that. It was a total victory. He did an excellent job because, you know, the other thing was he had a command of the data and the facts of the and the record of not only the Trump administration because of the excellent leadership of President Trump these just 4 years, but also he knew the record of failure from Kamala Harris from her time, not just as a senator, but from her time as a prosecutor, as a DA and AG in California. He did an excellent job representing President Trump.
Paris, how long can the Biden-Harris team not answer critical questions, like for instance, packing the Supreme Court and others. How long can they just go without answering? I mean, at least Biden said, "I'm not going to answer that question." Kamala Harris just kind of ignored it and talked around it and gave us a history lesson. Talk a little bit about how far they can go with this thing, this rope-a-dope, if you will.
They're planning on going all the way to November 3rd and beyond with it because they do not want to talk about the issue. They want to have these distractions. That's what Nancy Pelosi is doing, talking about the 25th Amendment. It's these distractions. But they don't want to talk about the tough questions. Kamala Harris doesn't want to talk about the fact that she all but called Joe Biden a racist, that she believes his accusers like Tara Reid, her record of not supporting the justice that's walking out on Tim Scott, never denouncing Dick Durbin for calling it a token piece of legislation, and refusing to take Jared Kushner's call to actually work to pass the First Step Act. They don't want to talk about the 1994 crime bill and how it led to mass incarceration and Joe Biden's long history of bigoted comments. They don't want to talk about the fact that they're going to raise taxes and the fact that the Green New Deal is on their website and is the basis of their energy plan. They won't want to talk about the truth of court packing. They will go as far as they can go with this as long as Joe Biden can comfortably sit in his basement and do nothing, not be held accountable, not take questions. They're going to do that and lie and cheat and steal and have this false narrative about President Trump, like we saw them talking about Charlottesville. That has been debunked more times than I can count. But yet they continue to lie about it. They continue to put in the narrative because they know that's the only thing they have to go on is lies and distractions.
And how long can the fake news media go without asking questions about it? Why is it that Donald Trump has to ask the question that Mike Pence last night asked several questions that the fake news media they never even brought up?
It's time for the American people to rise up and say enough is enough. And I think that's happening. I think they're sick and tired of being lied to, not being taken seriously. I think the Democrats, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the mainstream media think that the American people are dumb and that we don't see what they're doing. How can you ask Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, President Trump and Vice President Pence, the toughest, most direct, the harshest questions and follow-up questions, but yet let them have a pass? And yet you have these questions that remain. And so I think it's time for the American people to demand to have these questions answered. That's why letters to the editors are important, calling in on talk radio are important, writing op-eds are important, and coming out to rallies and using your voice on election day and if you're voting early by voting the people who are the power of the status quo and keeping America dumb and down and depressed and deprived out of office.
I know that the folks at our debate watch party, they spotted it instantly and began booing when Kamala Harris kind of evaded the question on the court packing. My question is the rest of America smart enough to pick up on this?
I don't know if the rest of America is smart enough to pick up on the issue of court packing. It has to be unpacked, quite honestly. But I think what they are smart enough to pick up on the fact that it seems as if Kamala Harris and Joe Biden get easy questions. They don't seem to be answering things. And they have real questions about raising, it's very simple. If you're going to repeal the tax cut that President Trump put in place, then that means that I won't have that $2,000 or that benefit goes away, which means my taxes will go up. If you want to get rid of the things that the president has helped me and helped the economy, that means you have to go. My tax is going to go up. And here's the last point. Everyone in America knows that nothing in life is free. And so when Kamala Harris was talking about free education, free this, free that, free, the average American sitting there going, there's a cost to everything. There's always a cost. How is this going to get paid for? And so I don't think that the American people are as dumb as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the mainstream media really think that we are.
Again, Paris Denard joining us, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. I know you have been traveling the country. You've been talking with people of color for going on months. Let me ask you, what is your sense out there 26 days away from an election?
Let me correct you. It's been years that we've been doing this because this is not, the Democrats and Joe Biden just got decided to start campaigning for the black vote and minority vote. But the Trump campaign and the RNC has been doing it for years now. Right, since 2016, we never stopped. But the point that I want to make to you, my friend, is this. There is a silent majority of people. When I was in Ohio, when I was hearing firsthand stories of people, and in Pennsylvania, firsthand stories of black Americans who have come to the Black Voice for Trump community centers and said, you know what, I'm changing my party registration. I want to have the facts. I didn't know the president did all these things. I feel Kamala Harris is a phony. I don't think I can trust Joe Biden. His record is not something that speaks to me and my family. And I think that that's going to make a difference in a lot of these key states because these people are not polled. A lot of these people are first-time voters. A lot of these people are people who are not traditional in terms of the political process. And and some of them are apprehensive about coming out and publicly supporting the president because of the cancel culture. But if the president is making inroads because his campaign is making strategic engagement efforts across the country, and it's going to work. And it's happening because they see the record of results the president has done, how he's kept his promises, and they see his platinum plan, the Black Economic Empowerment Plan, that is calling for $500 billion in new capital investments for access to capital, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses, 3 million new jobs, making Juneteenth a holiday, and labeling the KKK as well as Antifa as terrorist organizations. There are real policies, real things that are there in that holistic plan, and it's connecting with the community, and it's making a difference.
Paris, is this a campaign ploy, or is this something more? This Nancy Pelosi bringing up the 25th Amendment, claiming the president is unfit right now to serve, that he is seriously ill.
The president is not seriously ill. If he was seriously ill, he'd be in a hospital and not able to talk, not able to communicate. But that is not what he's doing. And even when he was in the hospital, he was doing extremely well. That was done out of abundance of caution because he's the president of the United States and he's the leader of the free world. That was the prudent thing to do. There have been other instances where I don't know why Nancy Pelosi is focused on these distractions. What she should be doing is putting together a clean bill that is for economic stimulus relief because of COVID-19 and sending that to the House floor and then send it on to the Senate so the president can sign it so that $1,200 can go in the hands of the American people that need it right now because of the economic downturn that we experienced because of COVID-19. That's what she should be focused on. She should be focused on Senator Tim Scott's Justice Act and getting Republicans and Democrats to the table to support it. She should be focused on things that matter, like the things the president has called her out on. But instead, she wants to call out this 25th Amendment foolishness and try to call into question the president's fitness to serve. He's not incapacitated. He is a leader. He's leading, and she's upset about it.
Let me just ask you, does she have a leg to stand on, though? And I'm not even sure what the procedure is to bring up the 25th Amendment.
Absolutely not. You have to. That involves the entire Congress. That involves the cabinet. That involves a whole host of things that they don't have time to do, don't have the resources to do, and there's no will to do it. If they're balking at having hearings for a Supreme Court nominee, there's no way that you would have to have the same justification for putting a pause on invoking the 25th Amendment. That's how you know this is all for show. It's the act, it's a joke, it's to make headlines. It's about politics, not about people.
Paris, always good to have you on. Thank you so much. I know we'll probably talk to you again in the next 26 days as we try and sort out an election. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
Paris Denard, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. Stay right where you are. Coming up, highlights from a speech today in Boulder City. Yeah, you want to know how important Nevada is to this presidential campaign? Well, we've got Biden coming in. We've got Pence spoke in Boulder City earlier today, like 10 o'clock in the morning. Wow. We'll talk about that, and I'll have highlights from that Boulder City speech coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have, or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were, and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a three-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. Or just text the word Vegas to 21,000. Vegas to 21,000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. What did I think of the debate last night? I thought Mike Pence cleaned up and exposed Kamala Harris. I think it was so obvious. You cannot not answer questions on something as critical as packing the Supreme Court. You just can't do it. What was interesting is that both candidates in the vice presidential debate just refused to answer questions. Talked about something else. Poor Susan Page. She spent hours and hours and hours, and a staff probably helped her developing all those questions. And then they just would not answer, and she would not press them on it. But I thought it was absolutely wonderful. Right from Salt Lake City, the vice president came to Boulder City for an airport, what I call a hangar speech, at Boulder City Airport. I don't even think you can call it an international airport, but it's an airport. And a good-sized crowd there, not huge, at least from what I saw. But here was how Mike Pence opened the speech. This is cut number 6, as he opened that hangar speech in Boulder City just a few hours ago. Here it is.
Karen and I are thrilled to be with all of you here in Nevada today. But we're here for one reason and one reason only. And that is that Nevada and America need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House. It's on, Nevada. We are 26 days away from another great victory for the American people, and the road to victory runs right through Nevada. But I thank you all for coming out today. Karen and I just got back from Utah. Had a little debate with Kamala Harris last night. Some people think we did all right. Thank you. But let me be clear. Last night's vice presidential debate was not just a debate between two candidates. I think it was a debate between two visions. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want higher taxes, open borders, socialized medicine. They want to abolish fossil fuels, use taxpayer funds to abortion. They want to defund the police. And if you couldn't figure it out last night, they want to pack the Supreme Court. President Trump's vision, we've rebuilt our military. We cut taxes, rolled back regulations, unleashed American energy. We secured our border, stood with law enforcement and for life and liberties of every American. You know, a lot of talk this morning on TV about who won the debate. But I think when you compare the Biden-Harris agenda with what President Donald Trump has done and will continue to do for America, there's no question who won the debate. President Donald Trump won the debate hands down with an agenda that puts America first. And in 26 days, we're going to win another great victory when we reelect President Donald Trump for 4 more years.
Isn't he a great surrogate for Donald J. Trump? He is not. And doesn't pretend to be Donald Trump. I mean, but even last night, remember the fly on his head that just wouldn't go away? He was seamless. He was absolutely smooth. It was great. And that's why he did such a good job last night. And then he did a great job in Boulder City. And then he went on from Boulder City to Arizona. And then back to Washington, D.C. So he is absolutely friggin' amazing. He's 180 degrees different than the president. But I'm going to tell you something. This guy, in another 4 years, we may be talking about a President Mike Pence. He is that smooth. He is that good. And I must tell you, as a guy that's known him for, I got to think, maybe 15 years. He was a regular on my show on Salem when I would fill in for Dr. Bill Bennett. I was the designated fill-in guy. And I always made sure that we always, when I was on, if I was going to do a week, I'd have him on a couple of days that week. And he was really good. He was good then. He's great now. And one of the things that I admire him so much about, it ain't easy to be a second fiddle. And that's what a vice president is.
But I thought he was really, really good. And I can see in 4 years him heading up the ticket and continuing on with the